Mexico, I stopped it with my boob.
That's crazy. I really hope that came through.
No, it's not.
No, on mine. Oh. You were holding my mic. Hey, put those things away.
Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
That was...
And we have two very special guests for our episode today.
Yeah.
Or one.
Hannah?
No.
Oh. Who's our special guest?
From our previous recording.
Oh, my boobs? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
They're magic. They press buttons sometimes. So that's what we're dealing with today. I was really confused where you were going with that for a second.
Yeah, I'm glad that you did, like... You got what, hey, put those things away. That was in relation to that as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I just didn't make the next connection.
Welcome back, because now we've taken a pretty long break in between recordings.
Right.
Giving
ourselves lots of content to talk about.
Cutting it close with this one. We recorded 2 days ago.
Yep.
And we are now recording 2 days after.
Yep. Turns out we're busy coming up.
Man, this is crazy.
Crazy
weekend. Honestly, going to be a little too busy for me probably.
Yeah, I think me too.
Yep.
Yeah. We can talk about it.
Maybe. Sure. Do you have truths and lies?
Not really.
You didn't even put any. Every time you said, I need to think of truths and lies, you said, that's a future Janet problem.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't consider it at all until I was driving over here.
Okay, I can put three together.
Okay.
Number one, there was an explosion in my car today. Okay. Number two, there's something I don't like about your nails.
Oh, okay.
And number three, I forget which one, what I had for this one. I think I found my favorite Taylor Swift song.
You said this before. Okay, first one, explosion in your car? No.
Okay.
No explosion.
I kind of already told you about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you say there was an explosion?
I said I had to clean up a mess.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not hear that.
It got, yeah.
Oh, well, I could be wrong. I got to
Because I left a flat of Coke.
Yeah, I heard in that my part, car. But I didn't hear the mess part.
What do you think I was saying? Oops.
I think I maybe just like tuned you out at that point.
Damn.
I literally don't remember that
okay,
at all.
Okay, well, your choice.
Yeah.
Lie.
I'm still going with lie.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's what I
well,
said.
Well, integrity. I appreciate that.
Second one, something you don't like about my nails.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
It's always good to get feedback.
Exactly. And then what was the last one? You just said
it. I have found a favorite Taylor Swift song.
Oh, lie.
All right.
I just don't know if you can choose one.
Not a great score for you today.
Okay.
The first one was a lie.
Okay.
I tried to plant a lie. But
it would help
it
if
was
I was listening.
Only because you did not give a shit about the words that were coming out of my mouth that you got that one.
Correct.
The second one was there's something I don't like about. Nope.
Okay.
But cool. I was curious what your reaction would be, you know, if you got the heart rate going.
No, I was more curious.
Yeah.
I was
don't get furious, get curious.
I was like, it seems like a interesting take, like a weird place to go, but I was really curious if it was true.
Yeah.
I feel like it would require you caring more about my nails.
We don't critique each other a lot.
Well.
I critique you a lot.
No, you're probably right. No, we don't.
Janet, you're always telling me no.
That's true. That is feedback I've been given.
I feel like that's the only feedback I give.
Yeah, and not lately because we haven't worked together as much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been less applicable.
Yeah, but what a gift to have.
It is.
To tell anybody, anywhere, no.
I'm not bad at it.
Yeah, I wonder where the boundary is. Is the boundary around not speaking up and saying what your opinion is? Or is the boundary just doing anything that other people want you to do that you don't want to do?
Yeah, because they result from very different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, one is like fear.
And one is comfort.
Yeah.
We got a Taurus on our hands, so.
Yeah, true.
I'm a little worried that, okay, good. Did you check yours?
I checked mine.
Wow, you're good at that.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried that my apartment's just going to echo.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. We'll figure it out.
I'm glad you're okay with it.
Yeah.
And then last one, wait, did I do the second one?
Yeah, yes.
Last one was I found my favorite Taylor Swift. I think I am comfortable saying,
wow,
I do have a favorite Taylor Swift song.
Oh my God.
I don't know if it's always going to be one that I like want to listen to.
Fair.
It's not one that I'm just going to like put on repeat and just like dance around.
And it would be no longer your favorite if all you did was listen to it.
Yeah. But it's Long Story Short.
I'm not as familiar with that song.
It's off of Evermore.
Okay.
It says Evermore in the song, I like.
Okay.
I just really like the vibe of the song. It's a little dancey.
Okay.
But in the Evermore style.
Right.
It has the line, your nemeses will defeat themselves before you get the chance to swing.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, I think it really just speaks to somebody who just has been through some shit and is like, hey, long story short, you survived.
I like that. I'm going to listen to it on my way home.
Yeah.
I would say Evermore, maybe Folklore.
Folklore.
What else was around Evermore?
Midnights.
Yeah, Midnights.
Lover.
Evermore and Midnights are probably the two I'm the least familiar with.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just thinking today, Midnights is kind of a lost album for me.
I got to see, and this is where I'm like, what are the songs that are even on Midnights that I
would? Maroon, Antihero, Lavender Haze.
Oh, so maybe not, because I love the song Lavender Haze.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Would have, could have, should have. You're on Your Own Kid. Okay. You're on Your Own Kid. How do you feel about You're on Your Own Kid?
Again, it's been so long, I'd have to do a re-listen. Like, not familiar enough to give you an opinion right now.
The big thing is, like, You're on Your Own Kid. You always have been.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it hits.
That's a little bit of, like, Everyone Dies Alone.
Everyone Dies.
Yeah.
I feel like Midnights came out after Hannah's mother's mother died.
Okay.
Or around that time.
Okay.
It was definitely after that time. And boy, You're on Your Own Kid.
Right.
You always have been. Ooh. Is
it hit?
Yeah.
Where is Hannah?
I think she's on the bed. Oh. I don't think she likes you.
I guess not. Yeah. She was really excited when I came in.
This is what it feels like
when she leaves.
Yeah. This is why I want to keep the mouse on the balcony.
Right. Because you want her present all the time.
It's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. She's really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was kind of counting on her watching the mouse for a bit.
Right.
Because I'm going out with the volleyball team.
Right.
This evening. Right.
I see what you're saying. You wanted her to be engaged.
Yeah.
And active.
Yeah.
We could just throw the ball for her the whole time we record.
Mm. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. If she'll bring it back. I'm assuming she seems like she brings it back. Okay. Good truths and lies.
Thank you. Did you think of any?
I got two.
Oh, nice.
First one. I set an alarm for 1:30 a.m. the other night. Hannah, you can come out. She like peeked out and then left.
Ready?
Go get your ball. Where's your ball?
There we go.
Where's your ball?
Hey, that works. Oh. See?
There we go.
Perfect. Watching TV.
Dogs are so... Oh, yeah. She sees something. Okay.
You know what? She actually doesn't.
She thinks she does, though.
Yeah, which is really,
or
it's
she's
so confusing.
Convinced she will see something.
Yeah.
Look at that tail go.
Yeah.
That's a happy girl.
Oh, it just goes quack, 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 quack on things.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, okay. Yeah, I set an alarm for 1:30 a.m. the other night.
Weird.
Can't give you any more context than that.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no, my computer fell asleep. I'm trying to articulate how I feel about being in your apartment. And I don't know. So I don't know if I can create a truth or a lie around it. Oh, my computer.
What the hell does that mean? That was the worst way to say that. That was the worst way.
You know what? That is my truth or lie.
You don't know how to articulate. True, you set an alarm for 1:30, and true, you don't know how to articulate how you feel about being in my apartment.
The first one is true.
Of course.
I don't remember doing it. I don't remember the alarm going off.
Oh.
But apparently it went off. Stefan woke up and was like, is it the morning already? And then I like rolled over immediately, turned the alarm off, and then he was very awake.
You set your alarm for 1:30 in the afternoon, but it was the morning, wasn't it?
I don't
it?
Know. I think I was just like scrolling, because I'm the person that has like 1,000 alarms on my phone. I think I was like scrolling. I looked and there is a 1:30 alarm at the top. So I wonder if I was, as I was scrolling to the 7 a.m. alarm, I like clicked 1:30.
Sounds crazy.
Which seems
weird. I don't
buy
that.
I also don't, I'm not convinced it happened because I don't remember it. Stefan's really convinced.
We're going to the gaslighting phase already. I can't possibly have done that.
He was like, you turned the alarm off. And I was like, I don't remember that happening. But it's actually very likely.
Or you missed a very important 1:30
true.
Thing.
And then the weirdest part was he was awake. So he went down to sleep on the couch because sometimes he just needs to like reset a little bit to fall back asleep. And then I woke up again at 5. And then I've been really good lately, but I did start thinking about intruders. So that was a little tricky. But I was awake for like half an hour. Fully thought he was in the bed beside me that entire time.
The intruder?
Yeah, the intruder. No, Stefan.
You know, that's a great. A little experiment you did.
Yeah.
If an intruder comes into your house, you're not gonna know.
This is the thing. And then the other piece of it was then like, I don't know, an hour later I woke up again and then I did know that he wasn't in the bed and I was like, oh, sometime in that like 5:30 to 6 range he got up out of bed. Not true. But I think it's a blessing in disguise. Because if I'd woken up at 5 and he hadn't been in bed, I probably would have been like, what the fuck? And I would have gone searching for him. Because normally I wake up when he gets out of bed.
Oh, okay.
And I did not in this instance.
Because, yeah.
So.
I feel like that experience for me would have caused some ego death. Where I would have thought I knew what had happened. And then I have someone come in and be like, no, you have no idea what happened. Something completely different happened. Not only were you unconscious for most of it, you've also made so many assumptions based off of the information that you do have.
Yes.
And it's all wrong.
Yes.
And that would really throw me into a loop.
Well, and I was like, if I'd known he was downstairs, I wouldn't have been worried about intruders. Because they're going to get him before they get me.
What do you think his last words would be if he was getting intruded on?
I love using intruded on. I don't know why it's so funny.
Which includes getting stabbed.
Yeah, oh for sure. Yeah. For sure.
There's it's the break and enter and it's a stabbing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Would he even have time to say anything?
Heather, get Rue.
No, I don't think so. I think it'd be like, what the fuck?
Get the fuck out. What the fuck is good?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to ask him. I wonder if he would think to warn me.
What would you put on Stefan's gravestone?
Oh my god, that's so dark.
I think we've passed that point.
I don't think he wants
to
be buried.
We were just talking.
So
no, he wants to be launched into space.
No, I think what he wants, I wonder if he wants me to say this. I don't think he'll care. He wants to be in one of those like compostable pods that grows into a tree.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's what he wants. I think.
Yeah.
And when I asked him that and he told me that, in my head I was like, that's a lot of work for me. I was like, this seems like more work for me than just cremating you, but okay.
Well, he still gets to be cremated.
True. And I mean, I have to respect it because he asked for it. So
when I was a kid, I thought cremation was a big bonfire and they burned the body
right.
crucified like on a cross.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. When my grandpa died, I tugged on my mom and I was like, when's the fire?
Were you terrified of death? That would be terrifying to think about.
No, it seemed like everybody was pretty chill with it.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, well.
I guess I don't need to be worried about this.
I don't think I would enjoy watching it.
Oh, goodness.
But I don't think I...
I think it would smell bad.
It smells like pork. That's famously known.
Well, except hair burning smells bad.
Oh, maybe we should shave it first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not we, but
full body shave.
The preppers.
Yeah, yeah. Preppers.
Okay, this is a good, this is an interesting conversation. If you had, if cremation was crucifying the dead body mm-hmm. and then burning it, God. Which style?
Yeah.
Would you prefer having clothes on? Would you prefer like being done up like you're done up in a coffin?
Okay.
Or would you prefer like we're shaving the head, shaving the pubes, we're getting all of the hair? Like, would you want it to be a more pleasurable experience for the people witnessing the crucifixion bonfire?
No.
Or keep some of your dignity?
Keep some of my dignity. I'd want to look kind of, what's the word? Ethereal. That's a hard word for me to say.
She's a writer, folks.
Ethereal. That's what I want to look like. I don't want to be too made up. Mm. I want flowy hair. I don't have long hair right now, but
Galadriel?
Yes, kind of. But cool. Not really. I also picture like a lot of gold.
What about Rose at the end of Titanic?
Yeah, maybe more that vibe.
Okay.
Yeah, super
creepy and shit.
Yeah. When she started to burn, it would be
super
creepy.
Super ugly.
Okay. Leave Rose alone. Okay.
So old.
That Rose.
Yeah. No. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Maybe not quite like that. That's more like a nightgown. I guess
Remember
it would kind of look like a nightgown.
When old Rose let down her hair at the end, and you're like, where the hell did this come from? Why was this? Hey, great segue, James Cameron.
Yeah, I haven't done my second truth or lie.
No, just it's neat that there's a connection.
Okay.
Do you think that Monstera leaf on the bottom is dying?
It's
a little yellow at the stem, hey?
Which one?
The most bottom one.
No, sorry,
the second bottom one.
Closer to me
the
or farther
with,
from me?
The one where you can see its bottom.
No, I don't think
really?
So.
Really? But look at the stem connecting to the leaf.
I do see that.
That's pretty yellow.
I don't know. I guess it'll just be a wait and see.
Okay, second truth or lie?
It's a lie. I like
you
your
can
place.
Articulate. Okay.
That's all I got to say.
Hey, rock and roll.
You have high ceilings.
High ceilings.
I really like the high ceilings.
Everybody does.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like kind of what I expected.
Yeah.
Our brains are different. And I think that's cool. Like, I think it's cool that this is good for you. And this is good. This is going to sound so mean. I really don't want it to sound mean. I'm trying to be really sincere. Because you said piles of clutter are your thing. They don't bother you.
It's not necessarily my thing, well, but it is
how I live.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't bother you. Doesn't stress you out. And I think that's really nice. Because
mm-hmm.
it stresses me out. Not mm-hmm. like being here right now stresses me out. It doesn't.
Yeah.
But living with clutter stresses me out. And yeah. I don't know if that's a me thing or like how I think other people see it.
If I was living with somebody else, it would probably be very different.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. But I like it.
Nice.
I think it's very you. And yeah. that's good. That's yeah. nice. Lots of people don't put effort into their space, especially when they're renting.
Oh my God. Did I ever tell you the story?
No.
I had somebody over, a friend over, and I had like a pipe leaking, and it was like a couple months after moving into this place, and mm-hmm. I just like hadn't really unpacked in general, and I didn't have much in terms of like storage or furniture, blah, blah, blah. And so the pipe was also leaking, so like there's everything from the front closet moved over here.
Right.
It was just a disaster.
Yes.
A literal disaster. I think I had like a rocking chair with an ugly green like cushion.
Okay.
I had the TV. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I had the TV stand.
Okay.
I think I did because I think it was in the corner. But no, it was just awful. And like all of my furniture was like garbage furniture. And they walked in and they were like, whoa.
Rude.
Holy. But no, it was needed. It was necessary because like other people had been over and they're like, whatever.
You just moved in, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Had a full breakdown. I had to fly my mom out.
Okay.
I didn't fly her
yeah,
out. She came out.
Yeah, yeah.
We did a lot of shopping, a lot of looking around, got a lot of stuff.
Nice.
And that was very helpful.
Nice. That is nice.
Yep.
Yeah, it's nice. It's you. Do you play piano?
I tinker.
Okay. I didn't know that about
you. I don't
you.
Practice a lot. Mm, I don't. That's I fair. Was thinking about this the other week. I don't have a piano practice, and so whenever I play piano, it's like, oh, I want to try learning more of a song.
Right.
It is fucking difficult to do.
Right.
And so I just kind of fall play back to what I can't play.
Right. Yeah, I like it.
Yep. Honestly, I'm thinking of like getting rid of the piano so that I can get a cutting table.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe more in line with your current hobbies.
Yeah, but I haven't sewed anything for like a month and a half probably.
Hmm. Do you think it's weather related? Like not going weather out
related,
as much?
Weather related, event related, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I don't have a lot of ideas or like design ideas that I want to get into. I think I might start making button-down shirts, button-up shirts, button-down shirts. Oh, fuck. Just to like build out that part of my wardrobe a little bit more.
Yeah.
And to do something during the winter, but sometimes instead of doing that kind of thing, I'm like, what if I just chill?
Yeah. That's good though.
Yeah.
That's like, that's big for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? Yeah.
I like it.
What an articulate thought.
That's all I got to say, really. I think that's good enough. Mm-hmm. My personal opinion.
Do you like my skull wind chime there?
Oh, I didn't even notice it. Yes, I do.
One of my favorite things.
I do like it. I like your plans.
Yeah.
I feel like you've made the layout work.
Yo, that was what I was going to ask you, if you have any other thoughts on where to put shit.
I mean, like if I was you, I'd have a desk back here. But that's just because I like having a desk.
But having a desk back there.
Yeah.
Then where would other shit go? Like I've got the record player and shit.
I think you could put a tiny desk against that wall. It wouldn't work as like a cutting table.
That looks
table.
Like a terrible place to, I would, that's I don't true. Think I would enjoy.
That's true, that's true, that's true.
I don't
true.
Think I would enjoy that view.
Interesting. You could, okay, let me think about this for a second. There is a world where you get a desk that has, you'd have to play around with it. You'd have to probably find the right thing. Mm. But where there's nothing under it, so you could put it over top of the record player and it would face out this way. Mm. So like part of it would be over the corner and then you would sit kind of like right beside the record player, which would be awkward when you actually want to use the record player.
Yeah.
But then you would face out this way.
That's not awful.
Yeah.
I would also need a reason to use a desk.
Yes, totally. You
know? Yeah.
And we are different people.
Yeah.
And you might not need a desk.
I do my writing in my journal.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like having a desk when I work from home.
Yeah.
Because I like having a monitor.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
One problem I run into is with those plants back there.
Yeah.
They get the light from that window.
There is a little window over there.
A tiny little window, yeah. Nice. And I don't want to put the small plants out by these big windows for when it gets colder.
Right, because they might die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I definitely need like
plants. Do you think they don't get enough? Oh, you need more plants over there.
Oh, they're fine.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, I can't put the shelf up against this wall.
Right.
Or anywhere else.
I see what you're saying, because then they wouldn't get any light.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Because I think a desk in on that wall.
Yes.
Not like, a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Like where
with
the
your
shelf
back
is.
To the, yeah. Oh, because right, you've got another window. You got two windows over there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's.
But you'd have to move that
good
shelf.
Good point. Yeah, they just wouldn't get. Well, I don't really get much direct sunlight anyway, but a north window is much different than like a northwest window.
Mm-hmm. But you've made it work.
Even like this shit, it's like, I think this is the only configuration.
Yeah. Yeah. The only other way would be having the TV where I am.
I've had the TV in the corner.
Right. Okay.
And I didn't hate it.
Yeah. It just blocks more of the windows, I guess.
And it's, and that was when I had one single chair. So like a couch, I guess the couch with that, but then you're taking away all of that window space. So where are those plants going to go?
Yeah. Well, and if you did,
maybe I need some macrame in that situation.
Because if you wanted to divide it into two rooms, you would put the couch across with its back to that half of the room.
Yeah.
And then the TV would be like here.
Yeah.
It would make this a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
But then that would be like a separate room.
I hate that.
But
one of the things that I don't like the most is facing that way.
Okay.
It just feels like very closed in and dark, and it doesn't give me good feelings.
Right. So facing this way, if the couch was facing this way, it would be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you could put like a little shelf behind the couch.
Yeah.
If you wanted.
Yeah.
Like a low shelf.
Or that could be where like the record stand goes, right?
Oh, that's true. Behind. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. There's definitely ways to play around with it if you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It would also, actually might not. It would make it like flow into this area more probably because you wouldn't have this or this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think the setup you have is good. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with the setup you have.
Yeah,
it's an awkward space.
I used to have the couch where you were.
Right. But you don't like facing that way, like you're saying. Yeah.
And honestly, I could probably like get rid of the crate in general, but
or
it's good to have.
She could have half a side, the crate half as big.
What are you trying to do to my baby girl?
I'm just saying,
you're
could.
Trying. You don't think she deserves?
Well, how? When do
two
you
beds
use it?
In a crate?
What
honestly,
does she?
I don't use the crate at all anymore.
Yeah,
which so is nice
she for emergency purposes. You could have a crate half as big.
Yeah,
and you could even have it. We have a soft-sided one that's just folded up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Well, we don't use
a
it.
A soft-sided one.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's like totally fabric.
Inflatable?
No, it's like fabric, and it's got like little. Little like bars that click into place, so it folds up
okay.
flat.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, we use it for camping.
Yeah, it was like it's akin to a tent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If Rue like I guess tried to escape it, it would move. Like it's not, but I don't think she hasn't yet. So
yeah.
I don't. It's probably too small for her, but I don't trust her being loose in a tent when I have to go pee in the middle of the night. And she is pitch black.
I can trust myself being loose in a tent. Am I right?
No.
Right?
I don't want to fist
Come on.
You for that. You're so far away.
Come on. Fist me.
You can't say that. You cannot say that.
And yet, here I am.
Oh, my God.
Fisted.
Yeah, I'm very... The ceilings are like kind of blowing my mind a little bit in here.
People love high ceilings and...
I love high ceilings.
I've thought about, like, if I move to a higher floor.
Yeah.
They probably don't have these high ceilings.
Probably not.
And that would be a little crappy. Because
then you can't pee out of your balcony, your little deck
don't
area.
Don't tell me what I can and can't do.
There's no way you would
Don't
pee.
Tell me
you
what I can
not.
And can't
there's
do.
There's no way.
Listen, where there's a will, there's a way.
That's
I
crazy.
Used to live on the 10th floor of a building.
Did
and
you
I
pee
peed off of that building.
You did not.
Yeah, I did.
That's crazy. Who are you?
I'm a bit of a degenerate.
Yeah, it's true.
A degenerate, true. A deviant.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, yep, yep.
But
yep.
compared to a lot of other people,
true.
I don't even think I scratched the surface.
True, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends like what your bar is.
Boy, I have got a lot of shame about peeing off of balconies and stuff. But again,
you're still
people
gonna
do,
it.
That without shame.
That's crazy. Yeah, you'd probably lose the ceilings.
Yeah.
And that would be a shame.
Yep.
Because it is really
Speaking
nice.
Speaking of shame.
Yeah, true.
Yep.
Okay, should we get into what we're talking about
we
today?
We did so good filling half an hour
we
of
did
time.
I know. Like, what are we going to...
Jimmy and Janet talk decorating. Interior.
Yes.
Jimmy and Janet interior design. Tackle. Jimmy and Janet design the interior.
This is, as you mentioned the other day, this is our last episode before we go see Avatar.
Yep.
Fire and Ash.
Yeah.
Which does feel monumental.
Yeah.
Because it's the first time we're ever going out in public together. Not true, but
is
you know.
That true?
No.
Well, no, we literally made a living going out in public together.
But like outside of work time, it's the only time we've been out in public together.
The first time that we yeah. Well,
we've gone out to like food and stuff together, but only during work.
Yeah, and not during and not on like you know, no, I understand what you're saying. I can't articulate
okay.
my thoughts.
Okay. So we'll see how that goes.
Have we never even done like a meal with work people outside of work hours?
I don't think
so. I guess,
so.
No, we went, there was the wedding.
Oh, that's true. The wedding.
There was the wedding.
That's pretty outside of
but
work hours.
This does feel different.
It does feel different. There's less people around that are interested in us.
Well, let's not put thoughts in their mind.
Because people at the wedding were pretty interested in me.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know. Just a few people.
Man, I remember the person I was dating at that time was like, fuck.
I got it. Oh, I got to send you the notes for the last episode.
I'm glad episode. Because I have no idea when that was.
Yeah.
Janet hates me. I'm like, I don't know. I think I'm just better.
I am not friendly to many people. Oh, shit. I didn't have it up either.
Wait, what do you mean? What is happening? I don't see any light coming from your computer.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I just didn't have it up when you said the thing. I don't actually know what time it is.
It's close. It's close.
Yeah, we're good. It's in the 29th minute, I'm assuming. Yeah, I don't think I'm like overly friendly to people, but that's more a me problem.
It's hard.
I'm just anxious.
I don't know how to talk to people. And I feel when I meet new people, there has to be something that brings the side of me that I love.
Well, this is the thing.
Like that really shows who I am out rather than just like, ah, yes. How are you doing? I'm doing very well. I like your clothing. Thank you. I like your clothing as well.
Yeah. I'm bad at
it's hard.
All of it. And if other people are chatty, much easier for me. I can be chatty in response.
Yep.
I have a hard time bringing the chattiness.
One thing I like in meeting new people is asking them good questions.
Yeah.
That's a side of me that I like to show.
I need to get better at that because that is a really easy way to have conversations with people.
I get a little too anxious asking certain people questions these days.
Specific people or just...
Well, I know that there are times where I'm like, I feel like I'm not really asking you questions about yourself.
Oh.
We're just kind of like bantering.
Yeah.
Because when there is a dynamic of banter.
Yeah.
Then, you know, that's another side.
Right. Going to the personal side of things from a banter relationship is challenging.
Yeah. Because I sometimes form those connections by saying crazy questions.
Yes.
But again, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Switching gears.
Yeah.
Speaking of. Was your dad's funeral open casket, cremated?
No, he was cremated.
Nice. Hell yeah. What was the fire like?
Yeah, that's...
an afternoon fire or...
Not a cross, just like a lay flat platform.
Like a Darth Vader thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, sweet.
That reference isn't... I was thinking more Viking. Oh, no, that's more like a boat with an arrow.
We'll take
That'd be a good way to go,
House of the Dragon?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, when does House of the Dragon come back?
I'm going to have to rewatch. I feel like every...
Did you watch? Are you a House of the Dragon person?
Yeah, I like it.
Wow, yeah, me too.
I do really feel like every time... Although I guess there's only been two seasons. But after the first season, I had to rewatch it to watch the second one.
Yeah. Because
there's so much that goes on and there's so much time in between.
Yeah.
And my memory's not that good.
I really liked what they did with the second season.
Yeah.
Even though it went against my hopes or expectations.
Yeah.
I think I at least saw what they were doing.
Yeah. I agree. I had fun.
Which kind of, again, segues into what we're doing.
Yes, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Okay. We've done our 1-star reviews of favorite movies. And honestly, we made some mistakes in that episode because we did not include Avatar and Way of Water.
Right.
So we're remedying that today.
One of the movies that I left out was a movie called It's a Disaster.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that movie.
I don't think so.
I was thinking one of the movies that I left out was The Holiday.
Oh, yeah.
I should have had that one in there. I love that movie.
Throwback to last week.
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Yeah, did
we? 2 days ago. We did.
Or did we just...
No, because we didn't talk about the 1-star reviews, but we talked about The Holiday.
Or did we just talk about that in the office?
No, I think we talked about it on the episode.
Leave us a comment of whether or not we talked about The Holiday last week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell us.
2 days ago.
Yeah. I actually need to listen to the episode anyway, so I'll tell you.
Do you think you have to?
Well, I guess we'll see. I'll send you those two. Because
I'm going to only be able to do it. I'm only going to be able to edit it.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, probably tomorrow.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah. If we got the timing.
I got
the one quack.
There was two quacks.
Good. Two quacks?
Yeah. You didn't catch it the second time. And I tried not to make a big deal about
it. You didn't make a big deal.
No, I just wrote it
down.
Yeah.
That's big.
I am trying to do that.
Yo, we didn't talk about your counseling session last week.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
it was
any
like
crying.
Not too much. A little like tearing up.
So yes.
Yeah, yeah. I guess so. Yeah, it was it was long. It was intense. She gives us lots of time.
Nice.
And part of me feels guilty because, like, we're only supposed to have an hour session, you know? Okay. And she gives us more time than that usually. It's pretty common. But I'm also like, I don't feel like I'm the one, like, pushing that. Mm. So if she's mm-hmm. comfortable doing that, mm-hmm. then I'm going to take it.
That's fair.
So, and I also feel like if we went in and we were like, oh, we have a hard out
yep.
at this time,
yep.
then she would be respectful of that.
Yep.
We honestly probably should have had a hard out because we had a really busy Saturday, but mm-hmm. we didn't. It was good. We had not the session itself was really good. We didn't have the best conversations after.
Oh.
Mostly, I think, just like different, again, like differing communication styles mm. and me being like, oh, let's talk about this right away. And let's talk about mm. all of this stuff right away mm. and stuff and being like, I'm tired. We've just talked about this for 2 hours. And me being like, no, let's talk about this. Mm. And then like us both getting kind of frustrated with the other person mm. and then like it not really ending on the best terms. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like not the best
yeah.
ending of this, like after. Yeah. So that day was kind of like, eh.
Do you think you're going to get divorced?
It could happen, I guess. That might have been the straw. But then we talked about it the next day.
Cute.
And I was proud of myself.
For bringing it up. Mm-hmm. That is something to be
yeah.
proud of.
Yeah. And I was proud of myself for expressing, because like it was, if you want to assign fault, which we're not really a fan of, but like if we want to assign fault, it was my fault. Cause I was the one like mm-hmm. being like, I hear you saying you're tired and you don't want to talk about this. And I'm still like mm-hmm. doing this. So I could take that.
What if we just push past that? What if we just
yeah exactly
what like, if I hear you
but I'm still gonna talk
keep doing it
yes
everywhere.
Exactly but then I also was like but these things that you did also didn't make me feel very good
oh
so that I was also proud of myself for that
nice.
Because like yeah I kind of created the situation
mm-hmm.
but I felt like there could have been some different responses
sure.
from both of us
sure
but
well there's a plethora of responses
yes.
one could give
yes so we just view things very differently.
And isn't that the worst and the best thing possible?
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're just, you know, working through it. As she said, our counselor was like, yeah, things probably will get harder
mm-hmm.
because you're going to start bringing all this stuff to the surface. Mm-hmm. And then before it gets better,
mm-hmm.
which is fine.
Yep.
So.
And then it'll just keep doing that.
Yeah.
And over and over, over
and over and over again.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Welcome to hell.
Yeah, exactly. It's toasty warm.
You can never go back.
Toasty warm or ice cold, depending on the day.
Hell yeah.
What a journey.
Exactly. And you know what happened? You know what you got to do when you're going through hell?
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep on going.
Yep. Oh, you're going to have great coping strategies by the end of this.
Yeah.
And by the end of this, I mean your life.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. When I die.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, oh yeah, I figured it out.
Yeah. How often are you drinking water?
I drink water a lot.
You got a water bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of times when I start feeling stressed or like get like caught in a loop, I'm mm-hmm. like, well,
just drink some water.
Gotta drink some water. Gotta eat some food.
Yeah.
Because I'm going through hell and all I have to do is keep going.
You should probably get some energy to deal with
yep.
this. It is one of those things to remember to do.
Yep.
It's easy to forget though.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. But it makes a difference.
Yep.
I drink a lot of water. Okay.
Speaking of yin and yang.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't like that I pronounced the G.
Yin and yang.
Ugh. We are going to, yes, because this is our last episode before we see Avatar, Fire and Ash.
Together.
We didn't have any other ideas because it's been two fucking days since we recorded last.
Even though we've recorded multiple times where we do back to back. But I feel like we plan better
it's
for those.
It's been 2 days.
I think this one kind of came out of the blue.
We planned this yesterday.
Yeah, we were like, oh fuck, we have no time to record.
And not even you drove the bus.
Yeah.
And I said, I guess we got to drive the bus, don't we?
It's a good thing that we talked about it because we would have just not recorded an episode, which I guess would have been okay.
That would have been sad.
Yeah.
But we like Avatar.
Yep.
I don't know if we like Avatar for different reasons.
Okay.
I don't know what the reasons are you like Avatar.
Honestly, I don't even know what the reasons are that I like
That's
Avatar.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, it is a fantasy.
Yep.
And it hits on all those fantasy themes.
Scratches an itch.
It has that symbolism that I'm looking for.
Yep.
It tells a story.
Yep.
And it has a lot of great emotional beats and yes. emotional payoff.
Yes. some really great characterization, character arcs.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it has that thing where, I actually don't know if it has this thing. There's something where, you know, like you have the traditional story beats.
Yep.
Where it's like, yes, this happens, then they meet these people, then this happens, then everything goes to shit. Mm-hmm. And then they just realize the power was in the friendship the entire time.
Yeah.
And I like movies that take that fatal flaw that the heroes have,
mm-hmm.
and they work with like the acceptance of it in a different way, or like that failure that they've experienced.
Yes.
And I don't know if Avatar does that. But it's fine.
Yeah. It's like this, we don't have to fix the thing.
Yeah.
We're like working with the thing.
Yeah.
I think there's a little bit of that. 'Cause you could see some of, Jake Sully's protector stuff, especially in Way of Water.
Ooh,
right.
Yeah.
And I think they're kind of working with that.
Yeah.
I think they're not really getting rid of it.
Yeah.
A little less in the first Avatar, but that's less of a thing. But
yeah. First Avatar is more about the society
making
that choice.
Yes.
To fight back. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
I guess what? The tree falling in the first one is a pretty major thing. And
that's
what,
like the all is lost moment.
Yeah. And you kind of expect, I don't actually know Zoe Saldana's
Neytiri. Yeah.
You kind of expect her to be like, no, fuck you, Jake Sully. We're done. You just destroyed this.
She is at first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know, she comes around.
She does. He's like, he gets the big...
He didn't even have locks at that point.
He didn't even have locks. I would like to actually issue a correction on something that was mentioned on a previous episode.
Oh, shit.
Well, we were talking about locks,
and
I said they looked good on him. And I want to clarify that I don't think Sam Worthington, the actor, would look good with locks. I just want to make that very clear. That is not... where
I
my
really
interest
thought you were
going to
do a 180 and be like, actually, I don't know what I was thinking.
Oh, no, certainly not. I still feel pretty strongly about it.
I was two bottles deep, everybody.
No, I feel strongly about it. He's hot as hell. But I do not think Sam Worthington would look good with locks.
Well,
so I'm
never say never.
I feel pretty strongly about it, but I just wanted to put that out into the universe.
One thing Avatar has going for it, great soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
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 I don't know if it's like the Song of the People or what the track title name is, but just that emotional feeling when the tree, the little seeds land on him.
Oh yeah.
That's good shit.
It is good shit.
That's good shit. Yeah.
Miley Cyrus has got a song in this new one.
What?
Yep. I don't know what it's called.
It's fire. It's ash. It's what we're...
She is on the nose when it comes to her lyrics.
Damn.
There's not a lot of...
Should we send her a letter?
Well, I just compare her and Taylor, and
it's
not the same.
It's the climb.
You know? Okay, should we get into this?
Yeah, I didn't know we were going to bash Miley, but I'm...
I'm not...
I didn't realize we were going to bash Miley, but okay. So we've got Letterboxd up for Avatar and Avatar Way of Water.
Correct.
And we're just going to revisit the...
One star reviews.
So
are you starting with review activity?
I have when reviewed.
Okay.
No, I should do review activity, shouldn't I? No, I think I want to save review activity.
Okay.
Because I could imagine review activity might cover a lot of the recently and earliest reviewed.
Okay.
So then we'll get some highlights.
So we're going with when reviewed the first reviews.
Okay.
Is that what you're doing with? Or are you going most recent?
I had most recent, but I don't care.
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay, let's do most recent.
Okay.
Avatar. The Admiral JT. Watched it last night. Watched it today. I already saw Fern Gully. What the actual fuck are we actually talking about? Because, I'm sorry, in the year of our Lord 2025... You are referencing a movie that came out in 1992.
I will say, I love that movie.
I don't.
Okay.
I feel like I've watched it, and maybe the reason why I don't like it or don't have fond memories of it is because we didn't actually have the VHS of it.
Okay.
And it was just like taped over.
Right.
Or taped on something.
Right.
And so I don't actually know if I've watched the entire freaking movie. But I feel like the bat does not do it for me.
I
want to be attracted to the bat, and the bat is not attractive.
It's not there.
No.
I honestly remember very little except liking the movie. So it could be some nostalgia coming in. I remember it was very colorful.
Childish ass shit, Janet.
I honestly remember very little. I have a horrible memory.
Honestly, same. I don't even know what is this a fairy? Two fairies. Oh, I already saw Fern Gully.
Oh my God.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, like we're, 30 years in the future? More?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I think if we hold up Avatar and Fern Gully side by side, you're going to be like, oh, I see some differences.
Yeah, you might see some differences.
Fern Gully, 1 hour and 16 minutes long.
Because it's for children.
Exactly. You know what might not be for children? Avatar. Because the next review from today is, was scared of it as a kid. Sorry. I was scared.
Do you remember the first time you saw Avatar? Because I do.
Probably.
It's a vivid memory.
No, I remember liking it.
Okay.
Especially with those fucking caca, caca.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
you like those.
Good. I like that. The Ikran. And when he,
Torok Makto.
Torok Makto.
It's hard to say.
Torok Makto.
Does not roll off the tongue.
He's got to come back this episode, right?
Yeah, because he was not in Way of Water.
No.
I don't really remember how I felt about the movie. I'm sure I loved it. I saw it in IMAX. It was probably one of the earlier IMAX
movies.
You were
a child.
Yeah, I was a child. And then we saw it, and it was before you picked your seats. So we went in, and the theater was packed.
Oh.
And there was six of us. It was me and Jeremy and my dad and Sydney and her dad and our family friends and their dad. And we all were just scattered across the entire theater.
Yeah.
Because it was just packed in there. And then we left the movie at 3 a.m. or something because we went and saw it on opening.
Damn.
Or early in the release.
Damn.
And we lost our vehicle. And we were like, I have a vivid memory. And I was actually talking to Sydney about this 2 weeks ago, about standing in the parkade with my dad and him being like, the car was literally right here. And we were just on the wrong level. We were one level down or something. But it was very late.
We crushed it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's an actual story.
Yeah, it was a story.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, go. What else you got?
I dislike this movie with a passion. I don't understand why there's blue monkey things.
What?
I don't understand why it's even called the Avatar. It's not.
Drop the.
I haven't finished the movie and never plan on it either. Haven't watched it since I was a kid. Whole zero
out of
10.
I hate that person.
0 out of 10. Stupid ass shit.
That was really dumb. Also, you don't need to finish the movie to know why they're called avatars.
Yeah, right?
That happens very early on.
And it's called Avatar for a very obvious reason.
Yeah. Pretty
They're called avatars.
commercially appealing.
And it is really interesting knowing, because some people would be like, oh, this is just Pocahontas, right? And we'll get into those.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the movie where Jake Sully becomes one of the people, that's a much heavier thing where it's like, and you know what? I don't know. I just I'm really into it.
It's
Avatar, there's a lot of depth to it.
Yeah. I got to say now, even though it's about Way of Water and we're not there yet, but when they first go to the water people, and I can never remember the name, it starts with an M, Metcaina or something.
Oh.
And they're they're landing on the beach, they're asking for help. And all the people are circling them. And then one of them grabs the Avatar baby's hands and is like, they have 5 fingers. They're demon babies. Mm. They have demon blood. And then they all freak out. And then Jake Sully's like, look. And he holds up his hand and he's like, I was one of them. And now I'm one of you. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
That hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sorry. I just had to.
There's just there's a transformational aspect. There's a transformational aspect to Avatar. And that's why I fuck with it.
And this really, like, they're like, yeah, you're one of the people. Mm-hmm. You went through this ritual. We said that you were the part of the Na'vi people, even before he was like in that body, right? Like,
yeah.
He went through that ritual, but even before he was just in that body.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, that's legit.
And he was accepted by Aya.
Yeah, Awa.
Oh, I said it with so much confidence, too.
I'm really in the lore right now.
No, I'm glad. So. I'm glad.
Okay, what else you got?
Culturally appropriated slop where the white guy saves the natives. No one could even name five characters from this flop franchise.
Oh, let's go.
Neytiri, Jake Sully, Norm.
Eotukan.
Eotukan. That's good.
What's Sigourney Weaver's character's name? Yeah, Grace.
Grace. Grace. Nailed it. Fuck you, Nick Mwatches. That's from 2018. Somebody used slop in 2018.
Yeah.
Slop is one of my least favorite words these days.
Yeah, I don't love it.
AI slop.
Oh, right, right, right.
Like,
boring.
Like, use your own language.
Yeah, have more interesting critiques.
Blang.
Okay.
I think that. Oh, what was this? Okay, Ginger, December 4th, 2025. This is softcore porn, unfortunately.
That's so funny.
I was looking for the hardcore.
That is so funny.
Na'vi porn.
The one like weird sex scene that's in it, and they're like,
"There's a sex scene
in the first one." They mate.
Oh, mama.
Sydney and I were talking about watching it again, and she was like, do you think Sophie can watch? And I was like, yeah, I don't think she'll have a good time, though. I think it'll be, like, a little scary or weird for her. I don't think she'll like it. And Sydney was like, okay, we'll watch it. We'll watch them a different time when she's not there. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
The astoundingly racist, wherein a white colonizer inhabits the body of an indigenous person and proceeds to follow every white savior trope imaginable. This is propped up as a good thing throughout the entire movie and is never addressed because, of course, the only person who can save the poor natives is a white man doing what they do better than them without even trying. I think
you tried pretty hard.
Oh, my God. Why? It needs a restart in 6 minutes?
It needs it?
We are not doing that. Okay. Oh. I'm scheduling it for 23:16.
Okay.
I shouldn't get fucked on that. Any and all attempts to make any sort of meaningful statement on ecological destruction, the abuse and extortion of native peoples, or colonization is completely flat and without weight, and says nothing a Saturday morning cartoon hasn't already said. The enjoyability of the narrative is just as empty. There's a reason no one ever talked about this movie after it was released.
Whoa.
The villain is cliche, the story has been told 100 times over, and the dialogue is tired. A boring slog that overstays its welcome. The visuals are the only good thing about this movie, and even that novelty wears off after 30 minutes. Impossible to sit through without wanting to take a break, and a genuine waste of time.
That's entirely wrong.
You know, I'm glad that they got that off their chest.
Yeah, they felt like they needed to. There was one thing that you said, that person said, that I really wanted to respond to, and now I can't remember what it was.
Was it like without trying?
No, somewhere in the middle. Oh, about this story being told 100 times. Mm. It's the same criticism people had for Barbie, that it was feminism 101.
Mm.
Okay.
You know,
what's the problem with that?
You know, the best thing is that people keep getting born and keep needing to be told the stories that matter.
Yeah, and people, not everyone learns things at the same time as other people.
I didn't realize we only needed like 12 books.
Yes, totally.
And that's it.
They have the stories. We never need them again. Crazy.
It's actually one of the reasons why George Lucas made Star Wars is because he, with the advent of like technology, he did not see any of these mythic stories being told with this the technology integrated into it, right? And so even one of the biggest moments in A New Hope is when they're doing the Death Star trench run, and Luke takes off his targeting computer and then is just like using the Force and like that intuition,
okay.
Right? So
yes.
It's moving away from the technology and still being able to rely on that thing that's inside.
Yes.
So
beautiful.
Yeah.
beautiful.
And does everything have to be completely fresh? And I'm like, oh.
And arguably, some of the more original content we're getting nowadays, when everything is just, like, they're making a Hot Wheels movie. What is that?
Oh, interesting.
You know?
Wow.
I'm not interested, but.
Well, too bad. We're going to be reviewing it. We've just committed.
What else you got?
I don't think that there's going to be anything else. Okay, the first review ever on November 1st, 2011.
Okay.
Didn't get it. People have told me it's the same plot as Pocahontas. I didn't like that either. Okay.
Okay.
This one might be interesting. At his best, James Cameron can wend... Is wend a word?
Keep reading.
Wend genre tropes into good stories and direct action very well. But he is not at his best with Avatar. This is an unoriginal film, even by comparison with other Cameron works. He rips off his ideas from earlier films. The action set pieces are technically okay, but predictable. Risible dialogue, trite message, and simplistic politics are wrapped in a tired and badly constructed plot. And it's dull. Okay, this is another thing that I'm interested in seeing how things change with the more with more releases of Avatar films.
Okay.
Avatar, Act One.
Yes.
Maybe not. Maybe it's the first prologue. And second act of Act One.
Didn't we say prologue?
Maybe.
I think prologue.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I think prologue. I think Way of Water is Act One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
But then Jeremy said something to me the other day that he said that he'd heard that Fire and Ash was the end of Act One. And
we
I was like,
we haven't seen it.
We haven't seen it, but that means there's got to be, I guess, I mean, there's only five, I thought.
I could imagine Fire and Ash, there is only five. Mm-hmm. I could imagine Fire and Ash feeling like Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
Everybody's just kind of getting fucked.
Yeah.
At the end.
True.
I could see it as an Act One because I could imagine that the Fire Tribe is going to be a major character.
True.
In the resolution of this thing.
Yeah, if they don't get kind of, not defeated, but if they,
I think they're
going
to, they'll have to experience some kind of redemption over the next few movies.
Yeah.
Because they're in league with the humans, right?
Yes.
And that's going to bite them in the ass because they've experienced the same loss that N'Tiri and Jake have experienced.
Yes.
And they said, fuck it. As long as we're the ones burning everything down, as long as we have like the control or are, you know, adjacent to the seat of power, then we're happy. As long as we're above you, we're happy.
Yeah.
And somebody is going to learn that that is not true.
Yeah.
And they're going to come in
they're
and save the day at
down.
Some point. Yep. Yo. Yo. Oh. That's what I like about this shit. Hell yeah. Why don't you read off some and if I see any.
This is from December 9th. Today! Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's pretty long, but I think it's worth... Well, we'll see. Simply put, it's the most impressive 3+ hour tech demo you will ever see. It also looks worse than the first one in large parts. Disagree. Oh. The action is muted and bland. The story is incredibly cookie-cutter and predictably because Cameron doesn't trust you as an audience member enough to follow an actual story and also watch 2 hours of swimming sequences at the same time. He chose the latter of the two with ease and aplomb. Wow.
Ease and aplomb.
Wow.
Is that a saying?
Well, aplomb's a word. So they're just using it. They're just being a little...
Man, sometimes these people love to...
Yeah,
love,
they, pretentious is
they
what I'm
love
looking
for. Their writing, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, yeah. Beyond that, how long until we can all just admit that these are glorified animated movies? I adore good animation, but personally, I'm a little bored of being told by the general collective that I'm in the wrong for enjoying most Marvel movies because the directors are just conduits for the studios and storyboards. Then this is constantly heralded as one of a kind, never to be seen again, cultural touchstone moment. It's not
that
a millennial
attempt. Not a good sentence.
No, it was. I read it as it is written, and it's really difficult to get through. Mm-hmm. It's not a millennial attention span issue. It is just too long and one note for me to ever care about. Oh, it is too long and one note for me to ever care about this poor world building attempt laid out in front of me or the franchise as a whole. If you are a ride or die for the Navi and Pandora, then good for you. But just know that I do not believe you actually exist except from in some sort of performative headspace. Ouch.
I kind of zoned out.
Okay, I'm going to read it again. It
no!
Was, it was, no, not the whole thing, just that one line.
Okay.
God, I would never read that. That was painful enough for me. If you are a ride or die for the Navi and Pandora, then good for you. And just know that I do not believe you actually exist except from in some sort of performative headspace.
Man, people not realizing that other people are different than them is one of the craziest things.
It was an attack.
And like, it's like what happened at work today. I don't know if you were there when someone was like, everybody at New Year's Eve in Times Square is wearing a diaper.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, you cannot say every, there's no way that literally, there's no way you can't say literally everybody.
You can say a lot of people.
Oh, hell yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay. Half-baked Disney movie with lazy writing and mediocre CGI.
I've got a little highlight.
Okay.
Alan Williams says, yes, somewhere deep in this film, there's an anti-war message, but I can't see many people getting that. And then the review goes on. But then Molly Mullenix says, what a preachy, heavy-handed piece of garbage.
We are all different.
This one also says, this movie should have been more honest and just been named All White Males Over 30 versus People of Color, because America will stop at nothing to get their filthy hands on what they want, even though all their enemies live in complete peace and harmony at all times.
Do we think America's enemies live in peace and harmony at all times? That's very funny.
But that's, they're saying like, oh.
In the movie context.
Well, no, they're kind of, they're trashing that a little bit. They're saying,
oh,
all
I
white
see.
Males over 30 on one side, yes, versus people of color, because America will stop at nothing to get their filthy hands on what they want, even though all their enemies live in complete.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Disappointing sequel to Avatar. I found the story confusing, and I liked the perspective of seeing the humans in the first one, but in this one, it's just blue Avatar Navi creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Way too long, and from the view of Jake's uninteresting children, only positive was the beautiful visuals.
People love visuals, man. Jackie Gigantic says about the first Avatar, what can be said about Avatar that hasn't already been labored heavily in popular culture? It's dances with wolves in space.
Oh.
It's Pocahontas in space. It's Fern Gully in space. It's Smurfs in space.
Okay.
It's in space. It's a boring, unengaging, overlong, self-indulgent vista. It's an ego piece. It just isn't a very good movie.
Jesus.
People and their subjective opinions.
Yeah, it's crazy. This one star because y'all are bullies. Okay. The first review, December 2nd, 2022. Have money for ticket? Eat a fucking pizza instead.
Okay.
This person's name is Karen on Cocaine. So there you go.
Karen on cocaine or carry on cocaine?
Well, Karen is spelled K-A-R-A-N. So it could be Karen on cocaine.
Yeah,
I didn't actually make that distinction.
Yeah.
How does James Cameron still think we actually like this? Yo, trash movie, fell asleep
arguably
at the premiere.
Billions of dollars is how.
Very sleeper poo-poo. So the rest of this. I have not even watched this. I'm just wanting to leave this review. Okay. Oh, man.
I've got one from the first one.
Okay.
Oh, I think this is also funny because I feel like this is a throwback to our first one-star review episode.
Okay.
Never trust anyone who says their favorite film is Avatar.
Why?
Why is that a throwback or why
no.
should you just never trust anybody?
Why? I see why it's a throwback, because we did talk about it being missing.
I feel like that came... No. I feel like we read that about something else.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Oh.
But maybe not. Leave it in the comments.
all y'all listening.
But yeah, I guess who knows what? Okay, 23 comments. What does this say? I do not want to support.
This one says, like being waterboarded with turquoise cement. And then this other one says, JK, haven't seen it. And then another one says, I ain't even watched this yet. I'm just praying on James Cameron's downfall.
Hey, keep praying. Never trust anyone who says their favorite film is Avatar. One comment is, or were spiritually moved by it. Actually met someone who said that. No, I
we
that.
Might be those people.
Yeah. We did have one person come to the Avatar's defense. No. No one should trust you. Avatar is without a doubt my number one favorite movie of all time. Even if there was one or more movies I loved more, it's still one of the best movies ever made. Avatar is an absolute masterpiece. How dare you? Top-notch storytelling, acting, CGI, script, directing, etc. Avatar is 100% amazing and 0% overrated. You are the one who can't be trusted. If you hate it, you have bad taste in movies.
What's the username on that one?
Max. No. Noosh Bauer. We gotta bleep that.
Yeah, we do.
We gotta bleep that.
So not Janet, all caps.
Correct.
Okay. Just checking. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, we were gonna.
James said, shut the frick up.
Okay, I'm just kind of guessing at that timing, but yep. Okay. Cinematic trailer of a boring video game doesn't even make sense.
Tell me what's next, alien sex.
Whales or flyers, Titanic times two. Will not watch something longer than 2 hours again. First Avatar movie watched against my own will. This one says, I like blue people. 1 star.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I like the big blue people. I like the big blue people. I love that the general came back in the second movie. I think I said that last time.
Yeah, you did
time.
Say that. Oh, this one says, I just think I really hate children. Hmm. Which is fair.
You know what? Thank you for the awareness.
Yeah, it's good awareness. Okay, I'm looking in our review activity.
Okay.
A lot of... Okay, James Cameron, I guess I can't just say colonialism bad again, so, spins wheel. Commercial fishing bad too? Pee poo poo. Power of family and friendship. 3 stars.
Okay, what about, this is an insane, insane review.
Okay.
James Cameron called 2001 A Space Odyssey sterile. Avatar had the depth of a Shakespearean play.
Okay. What?
One, I don't think calling 2001 A Space Odyssey sterile is a crazy take.
Okay.
It does feel very sterile.
Yeah. Yep.
Like that's the whole...
Yeah, that's kind of the thing.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then Avatar had the depth of a Shakespearean play.
And that we're saying that's a bad thing?
We're saying that Shakespearean plays don't have depth?
Yeah, like what?
That's like...
That's crazy.
That's an incredible compliment.
That's like a... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's... Is...
Do they not...
The depth of a Shakespearean play is a good thing.
How did you try to insult somebody and give them an amazing compliment?
Yeah. That's crazy.
People are dumb as shit.
Okay. Oh, where was it? Okay. I'm suffering from post-Pandora depression in that I'm sad I had to watch this stupid movie for my stupid podcast. Imagine being a big-time A-list director and dedicating the entire second half of your career to blue kitty people. I am surprised no one has mentioned that they are large cats. Like, that they're cat-coated.
Oh.
For sure.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah. The- yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I can imagine me doing that, but not someone else. Honestly, I like this person.
I hate that James Cameron is more like me than I want to believe.
Yeah. Brendan Fraser was epic as the whale, but everything's apart from that sucked. That's so funny.
I have a review here. I have to, it's 4 entire pages of scrolling.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, who has that much time?
Anyzays.
That's crazy.
16th of December, 2022.
One of them just said, great movie, would happily watch again.
One star.
Okay. Avatar: The Way of Water is a film about blue people above anything else. It swims like a blue person, rides whales like a blue person, fights like a blue person, and breathes like a blue person.
He's blue.
What? To experience Cameron's latest is to experience the feeling of floating while uncontrollably swimming forward.
That's just so, being in a river.
It's so funny. Okay. True.
This is a review by Zelda in 2017. I have never cared for this movie, but I fucking hate Letterboxd for making the goddamn confetti fall on every single page I go on. So for that specific reason, I don't even want to give this film a star rating higher than 1 out of 5.
Okay. Okay, this one says, I lost it. I don't understand. Update. Still thinking about this. I'm told there were famous actors in it, and they actually swam around and stuff. But I'd need to see a making of featurette to really see what is going on.
It exists.
As it stands, this might as well be Toy Story, and the voices might as well have been complete unknowns for all that it matters. A truly abysmal film, the near universal claim of which is shocking and disheartening. But hey, I love movies.
Hey, I love movies.
I think
I hate everything that movies are about, but I love movies.
Sigourney Weaver. Mm-hmm. Her voice is very distinctive, I think, in it. Mm-hmm. It's a little jarring at first, I won't lie.
Also, this might as well be Toy Story. Another incredible movie. Another
thing?
Highly, highly reviewed movie.
Oh, I found a... Oh my God, this one is also really long. Okay, yeah. The only line that stands out to me, because it's on all bolded... It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 paragraphs in.
Oh my God.
End of the paragraph. Just kill him off and replace him with a more interesting and complex villain. God damn it.
There is nothing more interesting and complex than this villain.
I agree.
Yeah. I love the dad. Trope.
Oh my God.
I love the trope of when someone gets killed off. They like come back.
Mm.
I think that's really, really cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know it's not everyone's favorite trope. Sometimes it's not my favorite, but in this, I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked that they made him a dad.
I wasn't expecting it at all.
Yeah. I actually hadn't really, I didn't know where they were going to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the dad element made it more interesting.
Yeah.
Like it added some dynamics.
Yeah.
After 3 hours of this bloated, interminable, cliched crap, I only have one question. How come we never see any accidental Navi butthole? What with the flimsy thongs they wear?
I think they'd have to purposely show you it.
Yeah, I think there's
this
a reason.
This isn't cats.
Yeah, no, butthole is just hanging around.
Okay, here's my petition to James Cameron. Release the butthole cut.
Yeah, yes. Okay, we're starting it here.
If they think Avatar is bloated, I think they should give our podcast a listen.
They might fall in love. You are all losers, like actual losers.
Yeah, why don't we end this on these two reviews?
Okay.
There was yours, and I sincerely believe this is the most overrated movie ever made. Go fuck yourself.
It's wrong, but okay.
Welcome to the internet.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at a 5-star review just to see.
Just to feel better. I think that's a really good idea. Just to like bring some joy into my life.
This movie changed the trajectory of my life forever and remains an absolute banger to this very day.
What's crazy is that somehow Cameron will probably top this.
Nice.
Yeah. Objectively the greatest shit ever.
Hell yeah.
I fucking love space whales.
Damn.
Joy.
I became a Marine for the hardship. Told myself that I can pass any test a man can pass. All I ever wanted was a single thing worth fighting for. Jake Sully.
And then he gets something.
People.
Oh, here we go. This was one written by me. Mentally, I am living inside Pandora, fathered by Jake Sully.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
A real marvel of a film.
Turns out the way of water were the tears we shed along the way. I cried 7 times. I literally love these blue motherfuckers so much. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever dreamed you can fly? That's what these movies feel like. Aww. They feel impossible. An undiscovered world, the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
That's really nice.
Yeah. It's crazy how nice things are nice.
That is really nice.
Yeah.
That's really.
And it's really also nice. Crazy how seeing other people enjoy nice things when you didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Is devastating.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
This person really sums it up in that they love it, but they're feeling a lot of pain. Starving, staving off post-Pandora depression with another dip in the magic pool. I want a whale brother so fucking bad, man.
This one was written by you. Guys, hear me out.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it. Guys, hear me out.
I like that. I came from the future. This is the best movie of all time.
Part of guys, hear me out. I came from the future, the best movie of all time.
Yeah.
Honestly, that was the best 3 hours of my life.
Ugh, beautiful.
That's nice.
I see you, son.
Yo, right?
Fuck.
I love me some big blue alien bitches. It's good. This was nice.
Okay. This was nice. Bring on fire and ash. Yeah, I hope everyone's prepared for... We're at least going to have one more full Avatar episode.
Oh, right? It would be crazy if they didn't. Why do you say that?
Well, I'm just letting people know.
Oh, you mean like the podcast, not the movie.
No, I'm like saying, the podcast. We're going to have at least one more.
Okay, one thing I want to mention.
Yes.
I don't know if I've mentioned this to you before, but there's something that really stood out to me at a museum I went to once. And it was an exhibit of a guy who made little pictures.
Okay.
Out of like butterfly scales and diatoms.
Okay.
And so you have to like look under a microscope to see these things. And it's like, it's pretty incredible.
That's cool.
And on the wall, there was a lot of text and shit. And it kind of... And one of the things that it said was like, with these like tiny little miniature things, you need the microscope to see it. And the people who have the means of seeing it are like, oh my God, like you are just astounded by what you're seeing.
Right.
And then the people who have not seen it, it's like it's not even there.
Totally.
And I feel like that's Avatar, where it's if you have an experience that makes Avatar resonate with you,
mm-hmm.
or any movie or any piece of media, you're like, oh my God, this is speaking to me in a way.
Yeah.
Like it's just incredible.
Yep.
Like this is one of them.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. And if you, it's basically if you know, you know, and if you don't, you don't.
Yeah. And if you don't, you will never.
And when you know, and when you don't know. Wait. Oh God. And that's it.
Okay. Last one. Okay. But when is Jake Sully going to call me baby girl? Like, gosh.
Damn. We should get you a ringtone of Jake Sully saying baby girl.
That's so funny. Yeah. That's my alarm in the morning to get out of bed.
If there's any Gen Zs out there or Gen Alphas who know how to put ringtones on phones, please let me know. Please. I don't know how to do it.
I don't know
it's
either.
It's passed me by.
Yep. Yeah. We've gotten too old for that.
Yep.
Well... Till next time.
No scaries.
Bye.